USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The senator has been made aware.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger whatsoever.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
So any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter.
We reached out to the local hazmat team, our local fire department, working with federal authorities.
Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A flu death to report. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off the footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job. Really, I want to thank you.
Open enrollment for Medicare has started. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details from Washington, D.C.
You have until midnight December 7th to make changes to your Medicare health or prescription drug plan. And a Medicare spokeswoman says they've made the website easier than ever to understand. And they've added a new cost calculator to that Medicare website that Seema Verma says should help people figure out whether they should be
participating in Medicare Advantage or staying in traditional Medicare.
Besides a variety of new plans, there are also new supplemental benefits that will help people stay in their homes longer through in-home care. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.